This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Alrighty. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labus, and this is The Rundown. A new report says the medical care provided in Illinois prisons is so bad, people are dying. My colleague Patrick Smith reports the private company that provides care has just been given a $4 billion contract by the state of Illinois. The report is from an independent monitor and is part of a long-running federal lawsuit over prisoner medical care. Harold Hirschman is an attorney for Illinois inmates.
How many years have we been at this and we're not making any progress? People are still dying unnecessarily. There aren't enough doctors. It's like the Keystone Cops are running the health system.
Those so-called Keystone Cops just won a 10-year, $4 billion contract from the state. A corrections spokesperson says Wexford Health Sources submitted the best bid, and officials are negotiating with the company to improve medical care. A Cook County judge today has denied former President Donald Trump's bid to stall a challenge to his place on the Illinois March primary ballot. A group of Illinois voters contends the 14th Amendment bars Trump from re-election based on his alleged activities around the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Cook County Judge Tracy Porter also denied a request by objectors to fast-track their case to the Illinois Supreme Court. Judge Porter instead set a hearing for February 16th when she might rule whether Trump should stay on the Illinois March 19th primary ballot. The deadline to file papers to run for seats on Chicago's local school councils has been extended to February 14th, and elections are scheduled for April. These councils are comprised of Chicago Public Schools parents, school staff, and community members. They also have a lot of power, but they're in trouble if not enough people run for seats. Here's Karanda Locust, who has served on two LSCs, speaking on WBEZ's Reset.
If we don't have enough people on council, we can't vote for anything like school fundraisers, school budget. Even if it's principal evaluation, we can't conduct business if we don't have a quorum.
Several longtime council members say they've been able to accomplish several things in their years serving, including building up a new generation of leaders and helping select strong principals. New research from Northwestern University says artificial intelligence is improving doctors' accuracy when they diagnose certain skin diseases. My colleague Claire Lane reports doctors increasingly use pictures to help with diagnoses, especially in dermatology. And with help from AI, Northwestern University researchers found their accuracy increased by 33% for dermatologists and by 69% for primary care physicians. Study lead Matt Groh says the data also reveals
even though for dark skin, for light skin, for generalists, for experts, accuracy is getting better, we actually initially find that there's a gap.
Groh says seeing more dark-skinned examples in medical textbooks and diversifying the skin types studied could lessen that gap. The Chicago Blackhawks are back home tonight for their first time since January 19th, and that's the last time they won a game. They're heading into tonight's match without star rookie Connor Bedard. Bedard is not able to fully practice. He fractured his jaw in early January. Blackhawks coach Luke Richardson says Bedard's full return to the ice is still weeks away.
The timeline for bones to heal is still not good enough for a game. He'll have to get clearance from the doctors to when he can start exerting, I think, harder. But I think he's starting to ramp up his conditioning.
Tonight is the second meetup this season for the Blackhawks and the Minnesota Wild. Puck drops at 8:30. Weather, it's a cloudy and mild day. We're getting to a high in the low 50s, and then cloudy and breezy tonight, a low in the low 40s. And then Thursday, sunshine, breezy, mild, and then a good chance of rain in the afternoon. You'll get to a high near 60 tomorrow. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thanks for listening.